Right, we're going to turn to our Bible reading now, and this is from Ephesians chapter 3. It's found on the church Bibles on page 1174. 1174. And just while we're looking that up, children, as we listen to our Bible reading today, I want you to spot one word that is mentioned three times near the end of the reading. Right? It's mentioned three times in just a couple of verses, and I'll give you a clue. It begins with L, right? So see if you can listen out to it or look carefully in the Bible as we read this reading together. So I'll read it out loud. So it's page 1174 and it's Ephesians chapter 3, starting at verse 14. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all of the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. So children, did you spot the word?
Go on, Kelly.
Is that the one you've got as well?
It was a word, love. Well done, guys. Well done. Good spotting there. And love is going to be a big part of what God is talking about today as we come to this reading. But as ever, when we come to the Bible, we need to ask God's help that we can think about what he's telling us. So let's just pray together now. Father God, we want to understand you and your ways more deeply. We want to understand your love more deeply. Help us to concentrate and help us to listen. And with the power of your Holy Spirit, speak into our lives, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I wonder, do you find it easy to pray? I don't mean, Father God, can I have an ice cream today? I mean, it's very easy to pray that, isn't it? I mean, to pray biblically, regularly, trusting, whole of life prayers, serious, not a quick one sentence prayer for the day and you're done. Praying lovingly, expectantly. Do we find it easy to pray? Now, I think all Christians find it hard to pray at times. So sin breaks everything, doesn't it? Including our desire to pray. And that's the case whether you're 4 years old or you're 94 years old. Prayer at times can be a real struggle. Well, God ensured that the Apostle Paul spent three chapters in Ephesians describing God's big plan for the universe. And it's a plan that we've seen has included that it's a plan that we would get to know God, that takes us from death to life, that we were once alienated to God and to each other, but God unites us in Jesus. And how's that all done? Through the preaching of the gospel and the witness of the church. I mean, these are the big building blocks of God's plan. The things that really matter to God should matter to us as well. And here is Paul saying, listen, this is God's big plan. And what does Paul do next? He prays. And as he prays, it also helps us to pray as well. So our first point this morning, God's big plan helps us to pray. Please look with me at chapter 3 and verse 14 and 15. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. You see the link here. So you get God's plan, and then we get verse 14. For this reason, I kneel down and pray. When you know God's cosmic plan, when you think about God's plan for the universe and the God who's behind it, naturally, what do you want to do? You want to talk about it. You want to talk to God about it. Now, children, let's just pretend you went home today and your parents said to you, we've got a big plan set up for this summer. I mean, it's a really big, we're going to go on Richard Branson's spaceship into space. Now, that's a big plan, isn't it? To go into space. And if that sort of thing, if your parents told you that plan, you'd be like sat there going, you have questions galore, wouldn't you? You know, can my teddy come with me? Will I get to float around? Will Grandad want to come? I don't know. I'm not sure Grandad would want to come. That's a whole different matter, isn't it? You know what I mean? But there'd be constant chat around the meal table about this massive plan. Well, God has given us a big plan. And the more we grasp it, the more we want to chat to our Heavenly Father about it. A stark reality about our prayer lives is this. We pray about what concerns us. And when we don't pray about something, it tells us something, how much it concerns us in our everyday things. Prayer expresses desire. And God says here, my cosmic plan is for the universe, for humanity. It's mind-blowing stuff. It should concern us. Pray. But then what does Paul pray about? And on to our second point. Strength for Jesus to live deeply within us. Strength for Jesus to live deeply within us. Now, children, again, let's pretend you've got a distant relative who's coming to stay at your house. Has anyone got an Auntie Agnes here? No? I'm not going to insult anybody if I talk about Auntie Agnes. Good. And they're not just going to come. Auntie Agnes isn't just going to come and stay for a night or two. They're going to come and stay for 6 months. Your parents might be getting a bit worried at this point, but there we go. And when Auntie Agnes arrives, at first, it's all going to seem very new, isn't it? You know what I mean? If she would like a cup of tea, you have to go and make the cuppa. If she needs the loo, it's down the hall and to the right. But after she's been there for a few months, she'll be more at home. She can go and make her own tea. She's got her own mug. She doesn't need help finding the tea. Or when it comes to the bathroom routine, she'll be able to take a rubber duck into the bathroom in the morning, and she'll have her own slot, and she'll feel at home. And when it comes to Saturday night, what's going to be watched on the TV? She's a big fan of Britain's Got Talent. She'll be pressing on the remote control and watching it. She'll be part of the home, won't she? She'll feel at home. Well, that is what Paul is praying about in verses 16 and 17. Please look with me at verse 16. I'm going to put this down before it distracts me. I start pressing buttons. You know, when my child talks, I'll try to mute them. That would be a handy button, wouldn't it? Anyway, sorry. Verse 16. I pray that of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Strength and power, that God the Holy Spirit, that the Son of God Jesus, will be more and more at home in a Christian's life, in our hearts. I mean, Jesus isn't just a guest. Spiritually, he's brought his rubber duck with him and his own mug. He belongs in your life and becomes more and more a central figure whom your thoughts and motivations revolve. Jesus isn't some house guest in our life who we just put up for a night or two or even a few weeks and then we chuck him out. He's for life, at the very center of life. But do you notice that this isn't you who makes Jesus at home. This is a prayer. This is saying, God, work powerfully in me so Jesus makes himself at home in here, touching every part of my life. Ask your Heavenly Father this prayer. And this is the type of prayer that your Heavenly Father is just, he's begging you to pray. He just wants to answer. But then even more specifically, pray this other thing as well. And my third point this morning, that Jesus' love will touch the whole of life. Let me start reading from verse 17 again. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all of the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. I don't know, when we think about love these days, our minds, I think, so quickly move to romantic love, don't they? It's love that gets the most airtime on media and TV and stuff. But, and there's nothing wrong with romantic love, of course there isn't, it's a gift from God. But this here is specifically God-shaped love. A love shaped by God's cosmic plan, this plan that we've been thinking about in the last few chapters. So you could say this, thinking about chapters 1 to 3 of God's love, that God's love is so broad that it encompasses the whole of mankind. It's so long that it lasts for eternity. It's not just a blink of an eye. It's so deep that it can reach even the worst of sinners. It is so high that it exalts. Oh, the high bit's just at the top. It's too high is the high bit. High that it exalts Jesus to heaven. To comprehend, to understand the extent of God's love, and the more that God's love stretches our minds, the more it touches our lives and those around us. And sometimes God puts people in our lives who we just find it really difficult to love, doesn't he? Sometimes it's really hard. And that's just talking about my children. No, I'm joking. And the I don't know about you, but the temptation is to know I should love this person. I just want to squeeze some love out. And let me just see something likable about them. But God says, focus on his humongous love. In fact, he didn't just say focus on it, does he? He says, pray. Father God, help me to understand just how much you love me, how much you love this world. And as you see and understand God's love more deeply, even how God has even loved you at your worst, you'll find you can't help but loving those that you find difficult. As you appreciate just how long God has loved you, how it stretches in the endurance, as we appreciate how long God has loved us, it stretches our endurance to be able to love other people. As we're amazed that we see how God's love in Jesus can bring such different people together in his family. As we get that more and more clearly, we can say amen, brother, sister, to people who are hugely different to us. As we see how God's love is so glorious, that his love deserves to shine out in this world, through our lives, through our church. See, Jesus makes himself at home in his people and works in us so his love shines out. But again, let's not forget, this isn't a do something, this is a prayer. A prayer that should be on our own lips frequently. And did you notice the us in verse 18? It doesn't say the word us, but it says, together with all the Lord's holy people. A Christian who is not properly plugged into a church limits their opportunity to know and experience God's love. It needs the whole of God's people to understand the breadth and the height and the width of God's love. Please, please pray for us as a church in that way. So this morning we've had God's big plan to help us to pray, and to pray that for the strength for Jesus to live deeply within us, that Jesus' love will touch the whole of our lives. But then last of all, remember who you are praying to. When we're praying to God and our prayers don't seem to be answered, it can be very tempting to start to think of Father God as a grumpy dad. Right? Yeah, I mean, we all know what grumpy dads are like. Jacob? Right? We all know what grumpy dads are. Warning, grumpy dad alert. But this isn't what God is like. This isn't the God that's behind the plan that is so big and wonderful. Please look at me at chapter 3 and verse 20 and 21. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we all ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Paul is convinced that only divine power can generate this type of divine love and create a divine society, which he calls the church. And that God is able to answer our prayers. That God gives us more than we ask for. You know, it says here that God answers our prayers that we don't even pray. I mean, he says things that we even think. Remember who you are praying to. So as this week, as we go on with our normal lives, as we come to pray this week, there are so many different things to pray for. I mean, and there's so many things in the world, in our church life, in our families, in our friends. There's so many different things to pray for. But one of the things that we should be praying for is strength. And not just strength to get through the day. I mean, as I'm getting older, I'm praying that prayer more. But actually, it's strength for something far more important. Strength that Jesus will make his home more and more firmly in our lives. That we would grasp the extent of his love so much more. For God's love to capture our hearts more closely. Even pray, God, help me to know the glorious God that I'm praying to. So I can say the words of verses 20 and 21 and go, that is God, that is who I'm talking to. And kids, this isn't just for the adults. This is for you as well. You might put it in slightly different language. Father God, make Jesus at home in my life. Father God, may I just grasp how much Jesus loves me. Well, we should pray, shouldn't we? So let's do that. Father God, thank you that you love to hear your children pray and to bring all our concerns and worries and so many different things to you. But Father, thank you that you also give us some really big things to pray about. Things and areas of life which make a world of difference. And Father, we do pray that Jesus would make himself more and more at home in our lives, that he would be impacting and touching every part of our lives in new ways which glorify and serve you. We pray, Father, that we would just see more clearly, that we would grasp more clearly just how much you love us, knowing that we'll never be able to get our heads fully around it. Even when we're in glory in heaven, I don't think we'll get our heads fully around just how much you love us. But help us just to see more clearly, to be amazed at your love for us. And Father, just get us on our knees praying for these things regularly, faithfully, for ourselves and for each other. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.